Across the country, feral hogs are causing big problems. It's estimated they cause more than $2.5 billion in damages each year when they root up land and crops. And the wild pig population is continuing to grow. While some states encourage hunting, others have come up with a surprising way to try to control the population. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine reports.
It's estimated that there are more than 6 million feral hogs across the country, and they can be huge, weighing up to 200 pounds, about the same as a Great Dane. The damage they cause can be extensive.
It's a menace. They don't do nothing but tear up your property.
That's Dylan Schoonover, a hunting guide at Hog Wild Preserve in Purcell, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is one of the states that still encourages hunting to help control the population. On a rainy day, Schoonover is leading Todd Kissinger on a hunt. After zigzagging through the woods for more than an hour, they see a group of hogs, and he starts to make oinky noises to lure them closer.
I told you there's a bunch of pigs in here.
Kissinger came here from Kansas just for this hunt. As a farmer and rancher in Mulvane, Kansas, he understands how damaging some wildlife can be.
We have huge flocks of geese that come in our wheat fields, and they will mow it down. I mean, they will just eat it down to the bare dirt. So I can only imagine what a bunch of hogs will do when that's what their deal is to do 24/7, is to eat, root, and tear up.
But allowing hunting can be a double-edged sword. Dale Nolte heads the USDA's Feral Swine Program. One of the problems is that people bring in hogs to make it easier to hunt.
One of the big struggles we have is this, what seems to be a constant release of animals back into areas where they've been removed or into new areas.
Nolte says he has no problem with someone shooting a feral hog, but when they're released to encourage hunting, those hogs can destroy a lot of land. They could also be a health risk.
Feral swine carry a number of zoonotic diseases, which are detrimental to humans. I mean, swine brucellosis, hepatitis. We're finding leptospirosis in about 50 to 60% of the feral swine in some areas. There's a definite hazard out there.
Instead of hunting, the USDA is luring the hogs into big traps or shooting them from helicopters, both of which the department considers better options. In the Midwest, Kansas, Missouri, and Nebraska already have a range of restrictions on hunting feral hogs. Sam Wilson with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission says when you allow hunting, it's actually harder to control the population.
The law seems counterintuitive at first because we're prohibiting people from hunting feral hogs. However, if you know anything about hunting and hunting culture, often the people who hunt deer, for instance, are interested in having good deer populations.
The 2018 Farm Bill created funds for wildlife services to address hog problem areas. And the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation started restricting hunting in those areas. But Eric Cohen, who works for the Animal, Plant, and Health Inspection Service in Oklahoma, says he runs into roadblocks trying to trap hogs on private land.
We've got to have their permission, and there's a lot of people that won't give us the permission to work on their property.
While states with growing wild hog populations are adding more restrictions, others, like Texas and Oklahoma, are still embracing the hunting of feral hogs. And hunting guides like Schoonover insist they're helping control the hogs.
You know, just like a manager of a company manages the company, and the employees are employees. We manage populations, you know, and in turn, we get to eat awesome, awesome meat.
But guys like Schoonover might have a hard time finding a place to hunt as more and more states embrace hunting bans as a way to control populations. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.